You're listening to But Wait, There's More. This is our Faith Made Clear series, short conversations where we believe clarity is kindness, and kindness starts with truth.
Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're taking on a topic that can feel kind of loud, it can feel emotional, and definitely it is complicated. I'm talking about politics and the church. And this is just reality. For some people, politics is everything. They're watching all day, listening all day, talking all day, and it is all-consuming. And for others, it's just exhausting. I don't want anything to do with it. For many believers, I think there's confusion about how faith and political life should interact. Question is, should Christians be involved? Or how about churches? Should churches speak directly into political issues? Where's the line? And what's faithful and what's not faithful? My goal today is not to push a party or ignore the tension, but it's to bring biblical clarity and some maybe pastoral calm into a space that often runs hot and wild and crazy. So let's walk through this together today. Let me start here with what Scripture says about earthly authority, because the Bible isn't silent about political life. In fact, politics, governing, justice, public life, all of this sits right inside God's vision for the world. You see this in the Scripture. God establishes earthly authority in Romans 13. Government isn't ultimate, but we see that it is given by God for order and justice and human flourishing. Without it, I mean, imagine with no rule, no law, where would we be? We are, though, still citizens of heaven first. Philippians 3:20 is so clear on this, which means our deepest loyalty isn't to a political party, not even to an earthly nation or an ideology. Our deepest loyalty is always to King Jesus. Now, one of my favorite stories in the Old Testament comes from Jeremiah 29, when the people of God had been exiled. Many of them had been deported from their homeland. Their families had been torn apart. Their homes had been destroyed. And there's this moment where they're sitting on the outskirts of Babylon. It's like their bags are still packed and they're waiting. Just when can we go home? And God speaks to the prophet Jeremiah and tells them, you're going to be there for multiple generations. I want you to plant gardens. I want you to engage in the community. I want you to raise families. And Jeremiah 29:7 says, I want you to seek the shalom, or the welfare of the city. Christians should care about the policies and the systems that impact real people. It is a way that God's hand, his fingerprint, is left on the places that we live on earth through the lives of his people engaging. And I think even when you look at the New Testament, you find Jesus himself, not in just an offhand comment, but a pointed comment, when being challenged and asked a question about taxes, he says, well, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God. Now, the calling there is twofold. There is kind of a calling that says, make sure you follow the rule, the law, the governing body in the nation and the realm that you live in. But on an even greater scale, remember who you belong to. You belong to God. We participate in earthly responsibilities, but we worship God alone. So the Christian posture, I think, is this. We should be engaged, but not entangled. Like, hear that, because I think so many of us get so twisted and entangled. We should be involved, but not consumed. We should be present, listen, but not partisan in our identity. Here's where we need both clarity and compassion. Clarity. Politics, it matters, but it makes a terrible God, because parties shift and leaders fail and platforms change. And if our hope rises and falls with election cycles, then something really deep is off inside of us. You know, the kingdom of God, it does not come riding on the back of a donkey or an elephant. Let's get real here. It comes through the crucified and risen Jesus. And it's one thing just to say that, but it's another thing to make a habit of putting your hope and faith in King Jesus or in human policy. Now, at the same time, with grace, politics impacts real people. It shapes laws. It protects the vulnerable. It addresses issues that Scripture cares deeply about, like justice and life and family, religious freedom, compassion, and truth. So sometimes we'll find Christians landing differently on policies or leaders because of conscience or life experience or point of view or how they prioritize biblical values. And we need to make sure we're making room, real room, for brothers and sisters who think differently without assuming they're less faithful, because the world is great at dividing into tribes, but the church unites. We're called to unite around Jesus Christ. We can disagree politically without dehumanizing spiritually. So how do we walk this out as a church? Let me give you five quick points. First, always let Scripture shape your politics and not the other way around. We don't start with a party and then sprinkle Bible verses on top. Don't do it. We start with God's Word, and we let it critique everything else, including our own instincts and our own wants. Second point, be slow to outrage. Hear me, be slow to outrage and quick to listen. James talks about this in the New Testament. He says, human anger does not produce the righteousness of God, and political rage is spiritually corrosive to our souls. Third point, don't confuse political alignment with spiritual maturity. Oh my goodness, voting conscience is important, but it's not the same thing as following Jesus. Don't equate those things. Fourth point, engage with humility and honesty. You know, one of our culture codes at Legacy is it's better to be humble than to be right. That means it's okay to say, you know, I'm not actually sure on this. It's okay to hold some tension or to admit there's complexity to this issue. Engage, but with humility and honesty. Fifth point, keep the church centered on the gospel always. Our mission is not to elect a candidate, it's to make disciples. We preach Christ, not parties. We proclaim the gospel, not platforms. We call people to repentance and hope in Jesus, not into a national salvation. So to close this, I want you to hear, I do think political engagement matters, but the local church is an embassy of a totally and wholly different kingdom, one not built on voting blocks or cultural dominance or even ideological purity, but it's on the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. And so here's my prayer for you today. It's that you and I, we would engage our world thoughtfully. We would seek justice faithfully. We love our neighbors generously. And that we would always keep Jesus at the center of our identity. And that's our church, that's the church worldwide, that all of us would be known, not for partisan heat or fighting for power, but for gospel light. Thanks for listening today. Until next time, let's keep walking in truth and in love together.